Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go!
Welcome to Thursday. Appreciate you guys being here. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Right, the question is, this is from Amy. Can her daughter play Call of Duty? Why does she want to play Call of Duty?
Don't ask me, because I guess other kids are allowed to. And I even said, what kids? I need their names. And I want to call their parents and say, is your daughter really allowed to play Call of Duty? Because from what I know about that game, I don't want my 15-year-old daughter playing it.
It's a war game.
Yeah, but isn't that the one?
No.
Which one's the one?
You're thinking of Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
So you said no to something you didn't even look
up. That's it. Okay.
Amy.
Yeah. But still, I don't like it. We already let them play that other one. What's it called? The real popular one that everyone...
Fortnite?
There's
yeah.
There's
no
with...
But there's no difference, really, in Call
right,
of Duty
so why do we
Fortnite.
Need a, we need to add another one to it, and now I feel really bad, because I thought this was that one where, you know, they do real bad stuff.
Yeah.
Especially, like, women.
Yeah, so you should just let her play this one because it's not as bad as the one you were thinking. Mm. Listen, if you're going to let her play Fortnite, there's nothing wrong with Call of Duty. You could say you can only play for an hour, then she can pick whichever one, because it's basically the same game.
I'm glad we had this talk as a group here before I called some of the parents.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I thought it was that.
She's like, do you know these characters get prostitutes in this game?
Yes!
They steal cars.
Yes, and then they just beat women up. That's in Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
Okay,
and this, so tomato,
you shoot
tomato.
People in the head, but it's a war game. And I think she probably only wants to play it because other kids are playing
yes.
it. And they're just talking on headsets, hanging out.
Yes, probably.
Yeah, it's not really about the game. It's just about being able to hang out with your friends.
Right. All right. I'll revisit this. We'll see. TBD. But we already do Fortnite, so I feel like it's...
There's no difference is what I would
but
say.
But why add another to the mix?
But if you're playing the same amount of time, why does it matter which one they're playing?
Okay. I don't know yet. I'll get back to you.
Yeah. Unless it's a financial thing where you don't want to buy another game.
Well, then that's it.
No, you just made that up.
Thank you for bringing that to my attention. Okay. I do not want to buy another game.
I'll buy it for her.
No!
My point is, if you're going to let her play Fortnite, you can let her play Call of Duty. But if you don't want her to play either, I completely get it. You're the parent. You make the rules.
Mm-hmm.
But there's really not, coming from a place of, you know, I believe that these games are... If you're going to do one, you got to do the other.
I thought that one was the bad one.
We know.
I mean, it is bad, but I thought it was the bad one.
Mm-hmm. So should Amy's daughter get to play Call of Duty? Around the room. Eddie?
I say yeah. I mean, it's not too bad. No, they haven't asked yet.
Oh.
So hopefully they don't listen to the segment.
I got no problem with it.
She's almost
driving a car, so let her play a video game.
And she's already playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
If there was a problem with shooting games in general, I would understand.
And not often. My kids don't play often.
Yeah, of course.
At all.
Yeah, no,
play it with her, Amy. You might understand that it's not that bad.
Morgan, what do you think?
I mean, I think she should. I think she's probably seen worse or heard things worse in school.
Oh, for sure. Her favorite genre of movie is horror.
Is what?
Horror.
Horror.
What? Put the "er" on there. There's like a two.
Horror.
It's like a twofer. Yeah. Good.
Horror films.
Horror
there
films,
we go.
Yeah. That other genre, not familiar with.
That's in that old video game.
Oh, okay. All right.
Horror.
There you go. Do three just for.
But that is her favorite type of movie. And it's like, she's just not. Like, I can barely watch Stranger Things because I'm scared. And she watches it no problem.
She's watching stabbing, killing monsters. Good. She's good to go. Mm-hmm. Call of Duty, thumbs up. Grand Theft Auto,
thumbs down. For kids.
Yes. No, she shouldn't be playing that one.
Heck no.
All right, it's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My 16-year-old daughter recently came to me and said she wants to become a full-time influencer. She's been taking it very seriously over the last year, but now says she needs all day to devote to influencer collaborations, to getting ready for events, to creating new content. She has even expressed to me that she won't even need to go to college because she can make more with brand deals. How can I discourage her from taking this path? Signed, Mom in Albuquerque. Well, this is interesting because there is a career in this, but it is really hard to get it and sustain it at a level that you can support yourself. But I understand. When I was a kid, I want to be on radio and TV. Same situation. Well, that's not really a thing. No, yeah, it is. It is a thing. And I'm going to do it. Nah, I don't know. There's a lot of people. Okay. So here's what I suggest, Mom in Albuquerque. You let your daughter do all this as long as she does what you say she does, which is go to school, go to college. So she can brand influence all day long, all day, er day. And if she does that, she's able to go to school. But as soon as her grades start to come down, no more school for her. If you pull back and say, no, you can't do that, you know she's just going to want to do it more and resent you. And that's part of being a parent. I get it. But there is a way to do them both. I did them both. I went to school full time. And I also worked in radio full time, making not enough money to even pay my bills. So my encouragement to you is don't shut it down just because it seems like a pipe dream. Because it is a pipe dream, but a few people actually get to live the pipe dream. Maybe this is your daughter. So encourage her to keep rocking it. But she's also got to keep rocking school. There are going to be some sacrifices. Friends, sororities. We could go on and on. But she can do both. Don't discourage her from taking that path. Encourage her to take that path and the other path, which is, between us, it probably ain't going to work out. So you need to have
something. She needs something
else. Yes. Yeah. So go ahead. Let her rip. Let her do it. Make sure she's doing the other stuff too. That is my advice from someone who has lived this. And was told, well, that anything, you're not going to make money doing radio and TV. That's for people in LA and New York. That's for the big city people. So she can do it. And if she can't, at least she has her education or whatever skill, whatever trade she's learned. All right, Mom in Albuquerque, glad I could solve your problem. Next.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Amy, I was thinking about you last night because I remember maybe a couple years ago, you weren't well liked by the other moms in your neighborhood if you were to believe the letter that was sent to you.
Well, correct. I got an email from one of the moms in my neighborhood representing all the moms on my street.
But do you think she really was representing them?
I don't know.
Like, they have a meeting?
I don't know. The email came late at night. I figure maybe she had a glass of wine or something and then felt a little bold and had felt passionate about the fact that maybe I had walked past her house and not waved before. Or
what did it say?
I mean, I'm sure I could pull it up and we could read it. But I mean, to paraphrase it, it basically said that they're not fazed by famous people. They've lived in Nashville forever and that I can wave to them when I see them and I don't have to turn and walk the other way. And then at the end, she's mentioned our kids getting together to hang out at some point if I was down for that. But then she signed it, not just her name. She signed it the whole street, Moms. Like, I'm not going to say the street name. But then, so she acted as though she was representing several moms in my you know, on my street.
That'd have been such a compliment to me. That she thought I was famous. Oh. I'd have been like, dang, somebody thinks I'm famous. It's awesome. Well, I'd have missed the whole reason she sent it. I'd have been like, she thinks I'm famous. It's
cool. I, A, do not think I'm famous at all. And then, B, I had relationships with other people on my street. I honestly don't know of a time where she waved at me, and I would never purposefully not wave back. And then if I've ever turned a different direction, it's because I was going that way.
So you left that neighborhood. They ran you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Then I figured out, because our friend Mary likes to Google people, and I figured out exactly which house she came from, because it was an email. I didn't know which neighbor or what, but through the things, we were able to figure it out. And then I was like, dang. So then I really did avoid that house because I was too embarrassed to walk by.
You've
it was
moved?
Awful. I've moved.
Are you now trying to give a better impression to the people that you're around?
Well, yeah. So I moved during the pandemic, and so then we had a couple years of it just being off and people not really hanging out. And things are, you know, back to normal now. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to host a neighborhood, like, girls' mom's night at my house. I don't even know half these people. But the invites are out, and they're all coming over.
When?
I've gotten RSVPs.
This week?
Yeah.
You nervous?
No, I'm excited. I'm like,
what if she also moved to that neighborhood? She shows up. And she's like,
the same
no,
lady.
Honestly, I don't think, thinking back on that, she probably isn't proud that she sent that email. At least I hope.
Did you ever hear from her when you talked about it on the air?
Nope.
Hmm.
What no. did your invite say to these new moms? Like, hey, I'm trying to be cool. Come hang out.
Hey, my last neighborhood didn't go so well. So if you guys...
I know. Tonight, yeah, like, what start did off say? By what? Sharing the email. So this is my reputation.
What did the invite say?
I sent an email to get everybody's phone numbers through, like, other contacts. And then I started texting people and just said, hey, you know, casual night at my house, 5 to 7. Come and go as you please, or the whole time. Like,
oh, the pressure that no one will show up. I can never do this.
I'm inviting. Some people are like, hey, what can I bring? And I'm like, hey, no worries. I got it. I'm cool.
Remember the rule about being a cool mom.
What?
If you have to say you're cool, you're not.
Okay, well, I am saying you don't have to bring anything because I got you.
Now, are dads able to come?
No.
Oh, it says that.
Because some of them
no boys
have
allowed.
Kids.
Great.
It's not no boys allowed.
Can kids come?
No. I said, maybe next time we can do like a family thing, but this, I would like to just get to know. I think it's good. It's smart to know people in your community, your neighborhood, and then we can help each other out.
How many are you expecting?
Right now, 5.
How many did you invite total?
7.
And what is the number?
And
that
if anybody
would make
didn't
you sad?
Get an invite, I didn't, because I didn't know your number.
You think there's people you didn't invite?
I don't know.
So what if only 2 people show up? What if only 1 shows up and it's awkward and you're like, oh, so what's...
That's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Like, things happen. Things come up.
Okay, so you'll update us next week on how it went?
Yeah, I'll give you an update.
Oh, I hate throwing parties. I hate having parties. Especially when I don't know if people are going to come.
But I'm proud of myself for reaching out and getting it done and forming, like, getting a thing. Like, I am still, as an adult, 41 years old, friends with people that my mom made friends with in our neighborhood growing up.
I like what you're doing.
So
you saw that you were snooty in your last neighborhood.
No,
and now you're trying
I
to
was
fix
not.
It.
Yeah. I was misunderstood.
I heard that.
Good. And it hurt. That email hurt. And you know it did. So why are you rubbing it in? That's not how I am. I started waving at everybody.
They're like, the crazy lady's waving at folks. She's on the corner, just waving. She got one of those signs with she's flipping around an arrow sign, but not going anywhere, like outside of a cell phone place.
Yeah, I'm nice.
Okay, good luck. Let us know next week, okay?
Thank you. Bobby Bones
Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Miranda Lambert, Chris Stapleton, Shania Twain, Morgan Wallen, and Hardy are a few of the artists receiving special awards at the ACM Honors Ceremony. The event is happening in Nashville on August 24th at the Ryman. Tyler Hubbard says they're closing the chapter on Florida Georgia Line this year.
I'm excited to say that we're going to spend this summer. We have about 10 more FGL dates that we're going to do this summer, and we're going to kind of use that as an opportunity to celebrate and to kind of close the chapter. For ourselves and for the fans, and tee us up for what's next.
Russell Dickerson announced a concert in San Antonio, Texas. It's benefiting the families of those killed in last week's Uvalde, Texas shooting. Easton Corbin, Thompson Square, Aaron Kinsey, and Kevin Fowler will also perform. Tickets are on sale now. I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
All right, his name is Summer Clayton. So it's a dude, and he says he's a dad to about 2.4 million kids. Not because he's one of those weirdo doctors.
Okay.
But On his TikTok account, what he does is he teaches people who have not had father figures how to do things that they probably wouldn't be taught otherwise. So dinner with dad, he teaches you how to do a tie. So it's him doing, hey, I know no one's teaching you how to do this, but let me show you a couple things that may be of benefit. So people need to support a father, and Clayton is filling that need, he says.
Yeah, it's awesome. I had dinner with him one night. What? Like
on TikTok?
Yeah, like you just sit down with him, he makes a plate, sets the camera right up, and he's like, so, and it's like you are having dinner with him. It's amazing.
Wow. Dang, that's all I need.
Dinner with dad.
Holy crap. When I was young, I didn't have a dad, so I had to learn how to like tie and shave and all that stuff. And YouTube wasn't really a thing yet.
So who taught you all that stuff?
Well, nobody. I mean, I taught myself how to shave. You see it on TV shows.
Right.
But I never knew, but I cut myself a lot. And then like tying a tie, it was just going to a lot of events and having people there or have people tie it for me at places where I'd be like, hey, would you mind tying this? Oh, my hand's killing me. You know, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah,
making excuses there. But yeah, I mean, now you can find everything on the internet. Hey, who needs a dad? Am I right?
No, we still need dads.
All right. Hey, good on him. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, let's play Elder versus Millennial. I'll ask questions that really Eddie will know. He's older. How old are you?
I'm 43.
And Morgan, you are?
28.
All right, so there'll be three questions in each category. Now, we're doing a little different today. Just buzz in if you know the answer to the question.
Ooh, let's go.
You'll buzz in with your name.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Let's go to the Elder question first. Eddie, this is a question that you should know.
Okay.
What pop singer covered this song, I Think We're Alone Now, in 1988?
I think we're alone
now. Eddie.
Debbie Gibson.
Incorrect. Morgan, you can listen to this. If you can steal one of these from Eddie.
I don't know Pat Benatar.
That's incorrect.
Who
the
is
answer
that?
Would be Tiffany.
Tiffany!
All right, let's do a millennial question that Morgan would know the answer to. In the teenage drama One Tree Hill, what is the last name that the two half-brothers share?
Morgan. Scott.
Scott is correct.
Oh, I was going to guess Simpson, and I didn't know anything.
Yeah, zebra. In the elder category, what is the Bayside mascot in Saved by the Bell?
Eddie. Is that a tiger?
Correct. Good.
Okay.
Woo! Over to the millennial category. What actress played the main character on the CW show Veronica Mars?
Eddie. Veronica. Mars.
That's your answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, incorrect.
Oh.
Hey, Morgan, what actress played the main character on the CW show Veronica Mars?
I don't. I can see her, but I don't know her name. Kate Bishop.
Incorrect.
How is it not Veronica Mars?
It's Kristen Bell. Veronica Mars is a fictional character.
Oh, damn.
That's how.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Over to the millennial category. Last question, Eddie, in this one.
Come on.
What 90s sitcom featured a neighbor who never showed his face?
Morgan.
Eddie.
Morgan.
Oh, Dang it.
Time. Incorrect.
I got it, Bones. That's Home Improvement.
That's correct. Good.
Oh.
Hey, buzz a little too early there.
Hey, Morgan, you need this one to tie.
I had Toolman Tim.
In the millennial category, in Harry Potter, the most powerful dark wizard of all time.
Eddie. Dumbledore.
Incorrect.
Morgan. Voldemort.
You don't want to hear it? You just want to go for it? Voldemort is correct. Okay, we're going to tie here, 2-2.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're running three old-person questions. Eddie, you ready? Morgan, you ready? Buzz in here. I Love Rock and Roll came out 40 years ago.
Eddie. Pat Benatar.
Incorrect. Morgan, here's a clip. Who sings it? Got Morgan.
I don't know. Def Leppard.
Incorrect. It's Joan Jett.
Oh.
Dude, this format's tough.
I know. Staying in the old person category. What group was known as the Fab Four?
Eddie. The Beatles.
Correct. Old person category. And what
Stop
movie?
Calling it that.
What?
Old person category.
In what movie from 1984 was there a character that made realistic sounds with his mouth? Here's a clip from the movie of the character doing video game sounds.
Eddie. Police Academy.
That's correct. Good. All right. You got three in your category, Morgan.
Okay. What are we at? What's our score?
Eddie 4, Morgan 2.
Dang.
In the movie Mean Girls, what are the popular girls known as?
Hmm.
3 seconds.
What? I don't know.
Time. plastics.
Yeah, oh, I didn't know that.
Millennial category. God, yeah. Jess, Nick, and Coach are all characters from...
Morgan. New Girl.
Correct. Morgan, you need this one to tie it. What was the name of the first movie that was released in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Morgan. Iron Man.
Correct.
Oh!
Wow!
Was that for the win?
That was for the tie.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
You want to settle coin toss or just call it a tie?
Coin toss.
No, coin toss.
You want a coin toss?
Yeah.
Morgan, call it in the air.
Tails.
Tails never fails.
It is. Because they don't fail. It's tails. Oh, Morgan is on it. Oh, all right. Good job. Okay. Anything you want to say, Morgan?
No, I'm just really proud, especially with the new format, that I just killed that.
You did kill it, and you won on a tails call. So.
Heck yeah. That was more...
That's
fun.
Intense.
That was fun, but yeah, intense. Yeah,
Eddie's tired.
Hey, a lot more pressure.
Hey,
dude.
The elder's the elder. Tired after the game. Okay.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person. Anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
So Lunchbox is claiming his wife's embarrassing him, and that's got to be a flip up. Because usually I would think it would be the other way, right?
Yeah, you guys think I embarrass my wife a lot.
So what's happening now?
Well, my wife came to me and she has decided she's going to have a garage sale.
Okay.
And that is so embarrassing because of my status in the community and in, you know, the universe of America, because people know I'm famous. And if people come to my garage, my house, and they see, oh my gosh, celebrity Lunchbox is having a garage sale, there's going to rumors start circulating. Man, Lunchbox must be having financial trouble. That's why you have a garage sale. Is because you need to sell off your stuff because you need a little cash infusion into your life. And I told my wife, I said, listen, this is a bad look for us. People are going to look like, wow, they've dropped that low that they got to have a garage sale. So I need to figure out a way to put an end to this.
I don't think just having a garage or yard sale means you're in financial trouble. I think it means, well, first of all, everybody could use a little extra money. And if you have a bunch of stuff, why not?
Yeah.
Second of all, is she making you run it?
No, but she's like, here, we got to get things together. We got to put price tags. And I'm like,
and you, the universe of America, by the way, I let that totally slip by. The universe of America. You definitely don't want the universe of America to think less of
no,
you.
No, I don't want people thinking, oh my gosh, lunch is in trouble. Like, he's going to be, next thing you know, there's going to be a for sale sign. Can't pay his house. The Altima's going to be gone. Can't afford it. You know, got to sell it. That's not what's going on. And I'm worried that having a garage sale puts that out there in the universe. You don't see Carrie Underwood having a garage sale.
But that's, what does that have to do with you? You guys aren't
she's
anything
famous
alike.
And rich. That's what I need to be. I need people to think I'm like Carrie Underwood.
But could you not get more rich, which you're trying to do? You're trying to get rich by having a garage sale.
But so could Carrie. Luke Bryan's having a garage sale.
But they are rich. They are rich.
Exactly.
You're not their level.
Stop saying exactly.
You're not rich.
You're not rich.
I know, but I put that image out there.
No,
so people
no, you don't.
Actually,
I try.
You do? You don't.
In
with
no
what?
Way.
I want people
you
to
eat out of the trash and wear the same shirt every day.
And
you're right.
Drive a car, like a car, like there's nothing wrong with your car, but you definitely don't put out the image that you're trying to look rich.
But I if I could, I would. But if I'm having a garage sale, I can't even claim that I'm rich.
Do you love money?
I love money.
Then why not have a garage sale and make more money?
Yeah.
Man, it's just, I feel like it's just a step down.
Then but don't show your face.
Wear a mask the whole time?
Oh, the mask garage saler.
Ooh.
That show. You go out and you never know who it is. Who's having the garage sale? Okay, you want advice from us on what?
On how to make this not embarrassing and how people will realize, hey, should I put a sign in my front yard? Hey, I'm not, you know, struggling financially.
So you'll put a garage sale sign, but one next to it that goes, we're good, though, financially, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, like, what do I do? Like, this is embarrassing for my ego.
Okay, but if we give him suggestions, then we're... Like, we don't buy into the idea that just because you're having a garage sale means that you're in financial trouble.
I'll give you a suggestion. Have the garage sale and just take your money.
Yeah, don't worry
the
about
end.
It. Because, like, man. There's nothing for you to worry about. People have garage sales all every weekend all across
yeah,
the
but
universe
not,
of America.
Tom Hanks doesn't have a garage sale.
Sheryl Crow had a garage sale the other day.
No chance.
She sold all her, like, stuff.
Online
clothes.
Or?
No, nah, someplace. She took it somewhere, but it was all her stuff.
Uh-huh.
So probably, she's a celebrity.
It probably went to charity, but.
Yeah, probably. Any chance you do this for charity?
No,
that way,
that,
no, because if you put that sign up, yard sale for charity, people will know that you're doing that for
nice.
Good.
Ooh, yeah.
That's good, and people will buy stuff, and there'll be no haggling, and I'll make more money.
No, you missed what I said. Yard sale for charity.
Yeah, you can write that.
And then you give it.
They don't believe, they have no idea following that up. Like, Sheryl Crow, she probably just kept the money.
She's probably not.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. You should have the yard sale. You should help your wife with the yard sale. You should make money from the yard sale, and then you should have money to spend.
You're a
it's
business
actually
man,
really
dude.
Fun.
Yeah, if you're a real hustler, you wouldn't worry about people feel about you. You just worry about hustling and making that money.
Businessman making business deals.
Trying to get that money.
But instead, you're a business. Go ahead.
Guys, I am not in financial trouble, just
you're
so you know.
That to us.
I'm letting you know.
Okay.
I am okay.
Any idea when this will be?
Week.
Don't say when.
Why'd you say it like that?
Well, I mean, it's coming up. And I'm embarrassed.
Sounds like in the toilet.
Yeah, what's going on?
Just know. Yeah,
okay, but, good. Let us know how it goes.
Oh,
yeah, it'll be super exciting once it's over and you count that money.
Yeah, okay.
What's the high price items?
That's what I'm saying. We don't have any. I don't know what we're going to sell. I think she's just wanting to sell stuff to sell stuff. Like, we're going to sell an ultra.
Because you need money?
Uh-oh, maybe like she is in financial trouble.
He is in some trouble.
Oh, man.
Okay. We'll talk after this bit. Here's a voicemail from Brian in Syracuse, New York.
My wife is a huge supporter of you. She listens to you. I mean, I do too, but she's infatuated with the show. We're actually getting divorced after 37 and a half years. And if you could give her a shout out, it would mean the world to her. Sucks for getting divorced. She wants it. I don't. But such is life. You know, it goes on, but crap happens. But oh, well.
Wait.
Now this is one of those emotional. Okay, well, happy day. He didn't say her name, huh?
But if we shout her out, maybe she'll give him a chance.
Get back with him.
Come on.
What'd he do?
37 years.
Let's do a happier one. Here's Logan from Flagstaff, Arizona.
Today's my 11th birthday. I turned 11. And I would like to tell Amy a morning corning. All right, here it is. What do you call a gummy bear with no teeth?
No, you messed up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
What do you call a bear with no teeth?
It's
a gummy bear.
Yeah.
Cute. That's
Mom
hard.
Goes, no, that. Hang up.
Just hang up.
Right, here's one more. Here's Karen from New Mexico.
Hi, I was listening to the podcast, and you said that you were blocked on Instagram by Travis, and I was just wondering why, if you could tell us, like, why, because I've heard you say it before, but I'm not sure why you're blocked. Thank you, love the show, and I love Eddie, I'm obsessed with Eddie, no disrespect to his wife or anything, but biggest crush on Eddie. Anyways, thanks.
Well, there's a lot to unpack there. I believe Travis is Travis Tritt. And I think just because I'm too much of a fan, and he thought I was a stalker. Tell me I was dreaming. Yeah. I'm going to be somebody. Yeah, come on. How many of those we have to do here? Help me hold on. Ding, ding.
Yeah, that's good. Man. Come on. What
else? I'm a member of a country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie cup. I might have done the reverse of that. I'm a bona fide dancing fool. I play a pretty mean game of pool. And any was on roadside. It's been a while since I sang good. That one. Yeah, he may allow me to get back in now that I'm not super fan. It's been a long time since I sang that one. That's what's up. We don't know. Travis Tritt just blocked me one day, and it is what it is, Karen. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
How do you feel about pickle-flavored Mountain Dew?
You know, I think it would probably be gross, but my experience with pickle-flavored things is I'm often wrong. I go, that does not sound good, but it always tastes pretty good. Pickle flavor slushies. Those are always randomly good. Like chips, they have the pickle flavor, like Dorito type.
Like dill.
Like my reaction is, ugh. But then I go, you know what? I've been wrong about pickle every single time. Why do you ask?
Well, they're working on it. There's not many details yet other than it's supposedly a sour sweet complement to Southern barbecue.
I mean, I get it. Pickle flavor. It does not sound good to me. But I do think I would probably like it just based on my history.
It says they're testing it out at Mountain Dew's outpost in Backwoods, Tennessee. So
that's a town?
Just pictured.
Just going to the woods?
But Mountain Dew, that's from like Knoxville, right around Knoxville.
Oh. Yeah,
did you guys know that?
No.
Oh, yeah, I've been over there. Listen, I'm a Mountain Dew guy.
You've been over to the Mountain Dew place?
I've been over around there. That's all I'm going to say. I've seen some stuff, all right?
Well, they're also testing out apple cinnamon, elderberry, huckleberry, and s'mores.
A s'mores Mountain Dew sounds like I want to vomit.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. All right.
I agree. Okay, what do you think about doing I object at a wedding if it's just
someone
a joke?
Someone objecting? Yeah. Oh, a joke.
Just like for fun to play.
I don't like it unless that is the bride and groom's vibe and you've already run it by someone. It doesn't have to be the bride or groom, but it needs to be run by someone that can make that decision for you if they think it's a good move vibe-wise.
Well, this one woman is being called a jerk online after she voiced an objection at her sister's wedding as a prank. But I guess, yeah, she didn't know the room. She didn't know the audience because people did not like it. Her sister ended up getting into a fight with her at the reception.
Yeah,
but what she did was when the priest said, you know, is there anybody that objects? She was like,
but who says that? No one said that at our wedding.
They do it most of the time.
No, I mean, he's like, all right, anybody hate him? Who wants to speak? Why would you even allow that? I don't know. Maybe if it's like super, super traditional and you're just copy and pasting from an old.
Well, it says priest, so maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. That's interesting. I thought you did that at your wedding.
Mm-mm.
Oh, interesting.
I would have said no.
And it's like, no, I subscribe. This is a good one.
But here's what she did. The priest asked if there was any objections, and she goes, I object. And then she did a long pause, and she goes, because this couple is way too cute for each other.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, not even funny.
Yeah.
So the prank isn't even funny if you like the prank.
Yeah. Apparently, after that, there was crickets.
Okay. And?
Well, Thomas Rhett has Katy Perry on his song, Where We Started. Think about where we started. Keep your eyes. And Katy's obviously known in the pop world, but she said she started out as a gospel singer and has done a lot of work in Nashville and wants to get back to her singer-songwriter roots. Doesn't mean she's going to put out a country album in the future, but she has been pitched a bajillion country songs.
Okay.
I don't know how much a bajillion is.
I like her on that song, but let's not get crazy here. Okay.
Let's
not get crazy here. We don't need a Katy Perry country project. Okay.
She said she's even been pitched ones that have become huge hits, but I guess she didn't end up recording them.
Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
The Robinson Volunteer Fire Department got a call from a concerned citizen saying there's an elderly woman with a cane pushing a lawnmower trying to mow her lawn. Can we please get someone to go help? Because it's 100 degrees outside. So the fire chief goes, let's go check this out. Sure enough, She was trying to mow the lawn with a cane. And so he gets all hands on deck. All the fire department, come over here. Let's help this lady out. So they,
yeah, they're all running hot.
They all showed up. They grabbed their tools and they pulled weeds. They mowed the grass. They planted some extra plants there too, just to help her out. At first, she said, no, I don't need help. I can do this myself. Get away. But they're like, no, ma'am, we will help you.
Well, then that's it was like awesome. 94 outside. She's like, you know what? But yeah, you're trying to mow with a cane. First of all, I would think the mower would work as a cane. Maybe. But then second of all, that would be very difficult to mow
with one hand?
With a cane.
Yeah.
Having to constant.
That's determination, though.
I'm looking at the picture here. The three of them are with her, and I'd be dang if she didn't have a cane.
Now you know why that lady called.
That's awesome. So shout out to you guys. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, we have 90 seconds to figure out Amy's morning corny. And if we get it, we go to joke two.
Let's go.
We didn't last time. We didn't even get to one. Sure. But let's go see if we can figure it out. Go.
The morning corny.
What pronouns does chocolate use?
What pronouns does chocolate use? Her, she. Her.
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 Her, she.
Her, she.
Her, she.
That, those are two pronouns.
Okay, boom. Hershey, is that it?
Wow.
Yes?
Yes, that was so fast. The fastest y'all have ever gotten.
Go to the next question.
Come on, Amy.
Next up.
What do you call a camel with no humps?
What do you call a camel with no humps? A horse.
Humpless.
Flatback.
A donkey.
Hatchback.
Straightback.
A hump. Not my humps. My lovely lady humps.
No humps.
Break it down. They come to. Humpless.
Humpless.
Hump. Anti-hump.
Humpty dump.
Amy, say it again.
Anti-hump.
What do you call a camel with no humps?
What do you call a camel with no humps?
It has to be a horse.
Camel.
What's a name? What do you call a camel with no humps?
It's a name?
It's the camel's name.
Camelback.
Oh, so we're looking for like a proper name.
Well, sure. I'm just trying.
Humpless.
It's not a horse.
we've said that five
Humperdinck.
Times.
Humperdinck.
Humperdinck.
Humphrey.
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 Humphrey. Let's
Humphrey.
Go.
Humphrey.
Let's go.
Humphrey.
Let's go to number three.
No,
come on,
Amy.
Come on,
Amy.
That's right.
How do pirates communicate?
Our phone. We're out of time.
That's it.
I'll save that one.
I don't know. We can figure that out in a week. She'll save that
one.
I'll save it for. I'll do it tomorrow.
No, what is it?
How do pirates prefer to communicate?
Alphabet.
I to I.
What?
I to I. Okay, it's terrible.
Sorry. I had to bust out three.
But you know how we do this. This is our new way.
No, this is not how we normally do it. We've done it like twice.
Three times. This is our third time, and we nailed it, boys.
I think we can do four.
Three's our record.
Okay.
All right, we just need a better host.
Oh, is that
good luck with that.
Stalled us out big time on that one.
Y'all ready?
Although we never got an eye for eye. Yeah, we're ready.
All right, clear eyes, full hearts,
can't lose.
It's time to name the employee of the month. Here we are, first part of June. We got a name, the MVP of May. By the way, Lunchbox, the reigning employee of the month.
Yeah, it feels so good.
You could repeat.
I could be. Here
Have
we go.
Have we had any repeats?
Abby, no. Maybe?
Yes.
Really?
Which
was just a sympathy vote.
Each month, I recognize a member of the show. Twice?
Yeah.
Each month, I recognize a member of the show who brought the best content, had the best attitude, went above and beyond in all aspects of their role.
And that describes me to a T.
Lunchbox won it for the first time ever last month.
Been thinking about that since I started at Randall's at 15 years old, the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Well,
finally got it.
Put your picture frame up in the break room?
Here are the prizes. You can spin the wheel of cash, where you can win anywhere from $1 to $100, except there's a catch, but it's a good catch. I'm going to mark out one of these $1.
Ooh.
And now it's going to say $150.
$150? Wow.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking
about.
That's
serious cash.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
That's employee of the month. If you win that, you can take a spin of the wheel. You can also have self-promotion. 15 seconds, whatever you want to say on the air. Also, you'll get an employee of the month post on the Bobby Bone Show Instagram.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I should get that anyway.
You, if you choose, can have my parking spot. You can have the use of my parking spot anytime I'm not here. All right, there you go. Lunchbox was the winner for April. Now, what the deal is, I'll go to you. You have 15 seconds to read your speech, and I'll tell you if you're not the employee of the month or hang out for a minute. Okay? Amy.
Okay.
Read me your speech.
Oh, okay. Not even sure what to write about anymore. last round of this, my rhyme was a bore. But since we have to have something to share just in case, here's to Employee of the Month finally featuring my face. While I'm thankful to win, we all know it takes a team. There's so much talent on the show, we're bursting at the seam. So to each and every one of you in this room, this award is for you too, so don't look so gloom.
Okay.
Okay, that's Amy. That's Amy's speech.
You said 15 seconds, right?
15, yeah. Okay. Oh, she went over?
Oh, I did.
Maybe about 2 hours.
Yeah. Amy?
Yeah.
You did not win.
Okay.
Ah!
Yeah, that's fine.
Then you get to hang around.
Lunchbox.
Oh, you want me to already read it?
Go ahead and read your speech to us.
I don't want to ruin this, but here we go. Back to back. How do you like that? I can't even remember how dominating I was this past month, but I know the other people in this room have done nothing to dethrone me. A couple of tips for the losers in the room. Be funny and compelling if you want to be Employee of the Month. Until then, I will sit up here on my throne and look at you, wishing you were me.
Wow. You felt like it was going to rhyme, but it just never did.
Yeah, it started with a rhyme.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
I'm hanging around.
You are hanging around.
I know. Hey, guys, what did I say? Back
you
to
knew
back.
That?
How do you like that?
Eddie, read me your speech. Employee of the Month. If, let's say you win. What do you say?
Yeah. This is how I'm going to start it. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I deserve this award. It's been a really weird month for me. You know, I lost the Easy Trivia tiara, so I'm really bummed about that. I forgot to pay my bet at the coffee shop where I had to go bark like a dog. Didn't do that. Then I eventually did. So I failed on that. Heck, I even almost lost the state capitol game. But thank God, you know, Morgan's not very smart, so she lost that one.
Oh, that's necessary.
So I promise I will do better next month, though. So come on.
Okay, well, you're not it.
Yeah,
so,
I
that was about the worst piece
and
ever.
And if he was, then you might need to rethink it.
That might kick him out for next month, too. Yeah. It's speaking so bad.
Oh, my God, I didn't win this.
Morgan, you're smart, by the way.
Ray. Let's say Ray is the winner, if you were. What, your speech goes like what?
Let's not forget the news story about the Alabama jail guard. She was almost awarded the Employee of the Month, and then she helped a convicted felon escape prison. That's why you have to give this award to the right person. Amy went to L.A. and left us for dead for multiple days. Lunchbox's best bit was calling a Motel 6 about beer cans and pizza. Dr. Bones, you're a smart man. This award belongs with Sizzon.
Huh. Ray. You're eliminated. Morgan.
Dang.
Man, it's getting
so, bad. Hey, if Morgan gets eliminated, you win again, Lunchbox.
I know.
Yeah. Go
hey,
ahead.
I like it.
All right.
Okay. I feel so proud to know that I finally won this award. This is now the only achievement that matters to me. It's such an honor to be recognized for all of my hard work this month from Bobby, Mike D, Scuba Steve. Thank you to everyone on the show and all the listeners.
Oh. Short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
I didn't throw any punches. I guess I should have.
Yeah, you got to fight other people for it.
Yeah, Rachel said she did nothing on one.
Morgan.
People are just rude.
Hang around.
Woo!
We're down to two.
Oh, wow.
Lunchbox and Morgan. I met with my team before the show, which is Mike D and Scuba Steve. We talked about who we thought should be Employee of the Month.
Wow.
Lunchbox, only one person's ever repeated.
And she didn't even get a, she didn't even get a speech this time.
Oh, Abby? Oh, yeah, Abby, have a speech? Abby,
you didn't get it.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's how forgotten she is, guys. Like, that's how far she's fallen.
Abby, go ahead. Our phone's going to Abby. Go ahead, Abby.
That is sad. Okay. It's not an easy task answering hundreds of calls a day, but it is super rewarding. Like when you help sixth grader Reese with her talent show, her dreams come true there. Listener Merle with his surprising his wife to a trip to Nashville and getting Lunchbox an acting gig that he turns down. So cool. Anyway, I appreciate all. Appreciate all the listeners calling in and being loyal. Thank you.
But you know, she doesn't get
those
people.
Abby, hang around.
No.
Wow. A little twist.
Hold on. She doesn't get that. They come to her. I mean, they just call in.
She goes to 10,000 calls and saves certain ones. I don't see.
Oh, my gosh.
I could have hung up on them.
Right? Abby could have.
Never mind. You're out this time. Oh, we'll see you next month.
Just like that?
Just like that. That's all it takes.
I mean, it wasn't that. I mean.
Hey, Morgan, if you win, which prize do you want?
Oh, I want to spin the wheel. Absolutely.
Lunchbox, if you repeat, what prize do you want?
Oh, I definitely am taking the money.
Okay. The winner of Employee of the Month.
Let's spin the wheel!
Wait.
Is.
Let's go! Don't even. Come on, let's go.
You think it's you again?
It absolutely is.
I have it written down, so I'm not deviating from it.
Absolutely is. Morgan number two, what did she bring?
A lot. I do so much. Oh, my Lanta.
Double posts on the internet? All right, great.
Oh,
I post on Twitter, too.
Twitter?
The winner is...
Yeah! Back-to-back jacks! Back-to-back!
That's like Michael Jordan, baby.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
You did not win. Morgan, you are the winner.
Take that, Lunchbox. Woo.
And here's all the list of things. Here we go. Da, da, da. Her segment highlights include her smell test to see if she had returned from being able to smell stuff from COVID. She revealed a major personal detail that she and her boyfriend have been talking about moving in together, maybe later on this year. She shared recommendations for those shoes that so many listeners keep asking me about, Oppos or whatever they're called. She brought us the crazy story of someone getting their purse stolen with their phone inside of a wedding, and the millennial reviews of Saved by the Bell and Shawshank Redemption as a... well as her normal digital job. Morgan, that is why you are employee of the month. Nice job.
I also stood on a street corner.
No, okay. No, that's a punishment. That's
how you've
been rewarded for going to the coffee house. No, it's something you had to do because you lost.
Hey, keep talking crap. It's going to be good karma for me.
Morgan, whatever this lands on is the money you get. On this wheel, there's $1. There's $5. There's $10. There's $20. There's $100.
Oh.
Where's that $100?
$150.
Oh, it's up there. And then there is now a $150.
I'm cheering for $1.
All right. So what's at lunch?
I'm cheering for $1.
Why? It doesn't affect you at all. You don't have to give your money.
I know, but she was rude to me.
Okay.
You rude to her.
What on earth?
Here we go. Let's spin that wheel.
Come on, baby. Let's go,
150. Why are you cheering for 150?
How cool would that be?
One.
Just something.
One.
Oh, my God.
$1. Right next to it.
Dang. It was
that's okay.
It was win the game in one spin. Or two!
Hold on. When I was employee of the month, we didn't do two spins.
Hey,
here we go.
Every month is different.
Oh, wait.
Oh, my gosh.
$50!
$50! Yes!
Woo! Congrats, Morgan.
$50. Wow, I'm going to pay you right now.
Karma.
Morgan, this is your $50 for being employee of the month. Lunchbox, what are you saying over there?
You didn't spin it twice when I was employee of the month.
Guess you didn't work as hard as I did.
Yeah, right. Mine was out of this world.
Okay, Morgan, with the EOTM, money is sent. Congratulations. There we go, employee of the month. Work hard. And here's the message to everybody else. Work harder. All right.
Hey, guys. You know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, You know, somebody did, but St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. How much did you spend on a wedding gift in 2022? That's the question. They went to these experts that, I guess, write stories about weddings and throw weddings. Go ahead.
I guess probably around the $100 mark.
Which is crazy. Yes. That's the answer. About $125.
Oh, yeah.
Wild. Where do you, whose wedding are you going to? The Trumps? The Musks?
Well, listen, an air fryer.
The Bezoses?
That's about the price of an air fryer.
That's crazy. We finally opened up all our gifts as of last week.
And you got married last year?
We're about to hit that year mark, yeah. Yeah. And by we, Caitlin's mom.
Caitlin's mom.
She came over. She was like, can we open these gifts? I was like, yeah, we should do it. So we finally got around to it almost a year later. But they say about $125. That seems so high for average for a gift.
It is, but I mean, it's just like things are getting more expensive. So then you look at it and it's like, okay, do I want to get them one fork or like something else?
Let me say this now that our wedding is over. You can either get someone a wedding gift that they are really going to like treasure and remember and think about. There's just two kinds to get. Don't get the middle kind. The one kind is, I'm really going to put a lot of effort and time and want them to have this and love it and think about me. Or it's, I'm going to give them a fork.
Practical stuff, yeah.
And not expensive. Because you don't really, there's so many, if you have a wedding where you register, and we registered, there's so many you don't remember all of them. So I remember like seven. And then other than that, it's like, I'm glad somebody got us a bowl.
Fun game, around the room. What did we get you?
That's interesting because I don't know.
You don't remember?
Wow.
Dang.
It's been a year, guys, since
I
opened yours.
I've already spent more than average.
I know, but I've already sent your thank you cards and stuff.
You mean a thank you video?
Yeah, which is even better. It's like a cameo. Yeah. You basically had to pay for that.
Pretty true.
You get a personal wedding cameo.
Well, I wouldn't have paid for your cameo, but I sit across from you every day, but thank you.
I don't know. If I had to think hard. Ed, did you get us a gift card?
No. No, that was your birthday.
Wow. It was a good guess, though. That was smart. So, no.
Kayla would know. She remembers, and she is very thoughtful. And I don't. And I just don't. I mean, I don't know.
That's okay.
What'd you get me?
It was just a joke.
Us. What'd you get us?
I got you multiple things because I went to showers and then the wedding. But I think one of them was some big pot thing that Caitlin can make roast
like
in or something.
Oh, she has something.
The Le Creuset.
If that's what that is, silver?
I don't remember the color.
You don't even remember.
Go with it.
She's guilty me. She don't even remember.
No.
Hey, there's something. She slow cooks. Because Caitlin's like, chef, like so good. She slow cooks meat, like chicken the other day.
Yeah.
Some pork.
That's probably what I got y'all.
Whoever got us that, I can look.
Oh, man.
Man.
I don't know. And then some coffee frother.
Yeah,
I don't
like coffee, so I don't give a crap.
I got you that couch. You probably don't remember.
I appreciate that, though. You didn't get me a couch.
You don't remember,
though.
Our
CEO sent me the couch.
Okay.
He didn't even put his name on there. We just had to figure out the mystery couch. And you know how awkward it was to call people and go, I remember calling Luke, Brian, and going like, hey, did you get me this couch? And he's like, no, man, I ain't got you anything yet. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
he probably thinks I was just like saying, hey, don't forget to get me something.
You knew it had to be like a wealthier person that was invited.
Yes. So we called, we started at the top.
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan.
You can hit up Forbes.
But yeah, that's a lot of money for a wedding gift. It's just average of $100.
No, like being a part of a wedding, going to a wedding, all the things these days, especially if you have to travel, like a whole thing can end up costing a lot of money.
It's expensive. Okay. So the couple things I was talking about here. First of all, if you're over 40 and you're a dude, and so this is for, there are a lot of women that listen whose husbands are over 40, and there's some guys too, you got to start going to the gym because your muscles are starting to
sag.
Okay.
Sag?
Well, that's mean, Amy.
Deteriorate.
Well, that's sadder.
Whoa.
Amy's is sad. Yours is really sad.
They'll be gone.
Because, yeah, your body starts to slow, your muscles start to reverse, and you can't get them back once they're gone.
Mm.
I mean, you got to get at it. Not the same. Once they go away, it's hard to get them back. So they say you have to go to the gym. Start going to the gym. Even if it's once or twice a week, stronger bones, brain shrinkage starts to happen.
Whoa.
Well, how do you?
I can't lose much more.
You can't lose. Yeah. Maintaining muscle. It's a whole thing, but especially when it comes to the immune system. as you get older, you've got to start doing some sort of physical activity if you haven't. Yeah. Even if you're not trying to be Mr. Fit. Like, just something, because you probably want to live longer. I'm assuming you have kids.
Yeah.
And I also think that probably you're generally, and I think this is going to happen to me, it has in certain ways, you're always like, I'm never going to get older. This stuff doesn't affect me. Then all of a sudden, it's all the time. I'm injured every second day with something now. And so I'm constantly having to do maintenance on my body. And I'm 42 at this point. So, and I imagine, too, you get to the point where you're eating unhealthy and you're like, who cares? One day it'll hit me. And then when it hits you, you're like, crap, I wish I would have paid more attention to that.
Mm.
When you have high cholesterol, you're like, oh, man. And by the way, this segment brought to you by Viagra. I don't know. Geriatric.
Getting old.
Until we're getting older, yeah. Here we go. Most delivery workers admit to eating customers' food. And I think I knew and felt this way. I like it when my delivery driver, if they're bringing Uber Eats or Postmates, they get out of their car and they go to their trunk and they pull it out.
Mm.
Even if they put it in at like the last stoplight, maybe they're eating my fries. I don't know. But they put it in the trunk, I feel like they hadn't been eating my food.
But if the restaurant would just do like some places do and fold the bag over with a sticker, then no one could get inside.
Or staple it.
But if I were that guy, I would have my own stickers. I'd make my own or buy them.
To each restaurant?
No, just in general, because all you have to do is take it off. I won't know there's not a specific restaurant sticker on it. I would just get stickers, have a good day, and I'd stick it on it after I was done eating a couple fries, and then they'd be like, dang, this guy, he's legit, didn't eat anything.
Okay.
That's how I would cheat the system.
Okay.
So 500 delivery drivers were asked, and 8 in 10 said they'd eaten an order or part of an order.
Wow.
80%. So much higher than I would have thought.
And I get it. And if it were open and available, I probably would. I don't like to say I would, but I probably.
How tempting, though.
I'm just going to tell you, when I used to wait tables, if they didn't touch their food, part of it, it would get pulled off the plate.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, I was struggling. You have no money. You eat how you can find the food. And, oh, they didn't touch the meat? Oh,
save it. So would you eat it there or save it, take it home later?
Mostly take it home. I don't want anybody to see me eat because I thought I'd get in trouble.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But there you go. They're probably eating a little bit. Sometimes I get two and I'm like, hey, it's one for you, buddy. I've never done that. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Something in my throat. Stall for me for a second.
Okay, Bobby has something in his throat.
We have to do play-by-play.
He's holding the water. He's sipping the water. He's drinking the water. Hopefully he'll be back to the mic soon.
I've never left. I just didn't want to make a noise on the air. All right, big stories. Let's go.
Bobby's big stories.
Well, we'll start with this one. Oklahoma police confirmed 4 dead in a hospital shooting. Police confirmed the 4 people are dead after a shooting at a hospital in Tulsa. Deputy Chief Eric Dalgleish said the shooter took his own life after opening fire in a building connected to St. Francis Hospital. The identity of the shooter is not confirmed, but he had one rifle and one handgun. Muskogee police have also confirmed there was a bomb at the house in a nearby city that is tied to the shooting. This is from KJRH. I saw 2 other shootings this weekend. They almost don't make the news as much anymore because they happen all the time.
Yeah.
I think there have been over, I don't want to get this number right, but in the 3 figures of school shootings this year so far. But it almost doesn't, because it's happening so often, it's almost not reported on as much. So, and I'm not going to do a whole monologue like I did last time, because I definitely felt the wrath of some folks after that. That was, and I'll never stop talking about things because of the blowback I get, but you don't need that from me today. But yeah, you don't change, nothing changes. So that's it. Nothing changes, so nothing's going to change. I did see yesterday they polled about 1,000 of each party, Republicans and Democrats. And it was like 82% of Republicans said, yeah, duh, we need some sort of background check, right? Mm-hmm. Like something. Like, we believe in the Second Amendment, but we don't think every idiot should get a gun. And they also said, yeah, you shouldn't be able to have a high-powered rifle unless you should be able to have the high-powered rifle. Like, you just... And then it was like 93% of Democrats. But my point is, everybody wants it.
Right.
But it doesn't happen because there's money that's saying don't do it. There's lobbyists. There's the NRA that's saying we don't want that to be shut down. So, and this comes from a gun guy, by the way. First time listening to the show, I got guns. I'm a big gun guy. I don't say big gun guy, but I'm a gun guy.
You have guns.
I don't have any big ones, though.
No. Regular guns. I got
pretty good ones. But yeah, that's the situation. I'll move off that. But you just know if nothing changes, nothing changes. And these stories are going to be happening all the time. So here you go. It's 21 weeks into the year, and America's had 213 mass shootings.
That's crazy.
So, and I don't know what week that was, May 25th, so a couple weeks ago. So maybe it's 22 weeks into the year. 213 mass shootings. So moving on from that, the verdict of the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial happened yesterday. I just mostly saw news stories about it or would watch clips. And let me tell you, I'm going to say this in a loving way. Crazy attracts crazy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. You know, somebody who has a lifestyle of extremely healthy fitness, who do they usually end up with, Amy?
Probably someone of similar habits.
People who are like 420 man, who do they end up with?
Probably people that also 420 with them.
Generally, we find people that live in our lifestyle or make us better at a lifestyle. Those two, regardless of the out, those two, man.
What, a what mess. Is the outcome? I don't even know.
Oh, she lost.
Okay.
Yeah, she lost.
I missed that.
So the jury ruled that Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, really, she lost two. She had to, she won $2 million, but he won $10 million and then $5 million. She was a big loser yesterday.
Okay.
So they said that she defamed him, according to the news. The jury said that Amber defamed Johnny three different times in an op-ed she wrote for the Washington Post, so they hooked him up with a bunch of money. I don't know that he's going to get it.
Right.
But that's the situation there. That is from CNN. But yeah, it's just watching them both talk. You're like, well, I see why they like each other. Yeah,
I'm a little nutty.
It's just Hollywood nutty, man. Lunchbox?
But what a crazy case that actually went to a jury and they had a trial that lasted 2 or 3 weeks. That was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen.
Well, she wrote an article without mentioning him specifically, but everyone knew it was him, talking about the bad things that he did to her. And he was like, I lost a lot of work and a lot of money. And so if there's defamation, because slander is spoken, defamation is written.
Oh.
Right? Am I on that right? Like on my law degree. Libel's written. So, okay. Defamation's a general. I don't know why. Guys, I have 6 hours of media law.
It's fine. It's fine.
Libel's written, slander spoken. But defaming someone can be done either way. But it was a defamation, and he proved that that wasn't right, what she said, and it cost him a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if, like, well, obviously this will help him moving forward if he's trying to get, if people are considering him for a role.
I think it will absolutely help him. And right. He said that yesterday. He's like, I kind of have my life back. I'm not known as the guy that was what she portrayed me to be.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know them, by the way.
At all.
So I just see what I see on TV or the internet. And I'm like, wow.
Interesting.
Man, nutty yeah. folks out there in Hollywood. A plane was forced to turn around after the mother realized she had left her baby at the airport.
Whoa!
That is wild.
Yeah, how in the world?
Kevin!
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I
Home Alone 9?
Yeah.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah, it happens.
That's from Newsweek. A passenger jet was forced to return to the airport soon after takeoff when the passenger realized she had left her baby at the terminal. Oh, do you do that? Is that 9 kids where you do that? How many kids until you forget one of them, Eddie?
I feel like I could be there. Like, I have 4 kids. I feel like one of them could go missing, and I won't notice for 30 minutes.
Do you and your wife split action? Like, okay, you take care of these two, you take care of these two, but then...
Absolutely.
You could think that one of them had the other, and...
Totally. Yeah, because I can't handle all 4. I told my wife, like, hey, I can handle 3 max, all 4, I can't do it. So you got to take at least 1.
So, yeah. So you understand where one of them could be lost because you think she's got it, but really...
Totally. I mean, I think in the last, like, 2 weeks, I've gotten a text like, hey, do you have so-and-so? I'm like, no, he's with... Yeah. Oh, no, I have him. Oh, okay, good. We're good then.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we got to check his room, make sure, like, oh, no, he's in his room. He's playing. We're good.
Interesting.
Hey, man, life gets crazy with 4 kids.
Yeah, I bet. I've seen a house. Yeah,
it gets crazy. It does,
yeah. Pennsylvania theme park strands riders upside down from CBS News. A ride at Kennywood stopped working Monday, leaving riders hanging upside down.
No, that's like my nightmare.
Kennywood. Is that like Dollywood, but like Kenny Chesney?
Rogers?
Kenny Rogers.
Who's Kenny?
It's just some guy. Some guy lives in a trailer park. The Arrow 360 got stuck mid-ride and left riders hanging upside down in front of a crowd of onlookers. Dude, that stinks.
That's traumatic.
Dude, how long can you stay upside down?
I don't know.
Until your head pops and it gets so full of blood. Boom. Safety is our first and foremost priority, said the Kennywood folks. The ride remains closed while the review of the incident is being conducted. The riders were evaluated by medical professionals, brought it back down. It wasn't like an hour or anything. It sounds like it was pretty quick.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why you don't like roller coasters? That happens almost none. Yeah. I love I hate heights. Love a roller coaster. I guess because I don't have to stay up there too long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's real quick.
I don't like the ones with the loopies that take you upside down.
You know what this one is? This one's even worse than a roller coaster.
What is it?
It's that thing. It's like a stick. Imagine a popsicle stick. Yep. And on both ends of the popsicle stick, you got people, and it goes upside down.
Upside down.
Yeah, it goes
like
around
that.
Like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Kenny was going hard.
Kenny?
That's like the
Kennywood looks like a real place, though. Bears. Like, they got nice painting on the rides and stuff.
Really?
I never heard of Kennywood, but it looks like a legitimate place. I'd like to go to Kennywood. I don't know which Kenny it is.
Where is it?
Pennsylvania.
All right. Kennywood, Pennsylvania.
Over time, your brain starts to sync up with your friends. This is from Harper's Bazaar. A new study found that close friends share the same brain patterns, which is a big reason why your friends get you so well, especially down the years. Over the years. Also, you've just seen them react to things, and you know how they're going to react, what their thoughts are on things. I mean, a lot of us, we sit in the same room every day. Aside from being friends off the show, it's hard to make you guys laugh because at this point, you can predict what I'm about to say 20 seconds before I say it. You know I'm walking somewhere, and you're like, okay, I know what he's about to say. That rare instance where I get a big, ha! I'm like, oh, that felt good.
That was a good joke.
Because we all know each other's humor. Like with my wife, I can hardly ever get her to laugh now. She's, one, funnier and smarter than me, so she's already at that spot anyway. But if I can get a good laugh out of her, I can go to bed. I'm like, oh, I'm good with today. Well, it's noon. Yeah, but I'm good. I checked out. I got my list of cool things that happened. So, but that's why your brains start to be the same, learn the same. It's kind of like if I think this is true. I'm not a woman. I don't know. But don't your periods sync?
They say.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you start to see happen with your friends because of the pheromones or something, and then you sync up. But
that's
I
our
get
version,
there.
Guys.
Like we nice. Can yes. we can expect each other. I agree with like what's coming, but I don't know that I'll ever be able to sync up with Lunchbox's logic sometimes. Like I can expect
that was
it.
Rude.
But it won't be
Well, I didn't sync up with that rudeness, okay?
Thank
it's
you.
Not rude. It's just sometimes I'm like, but he is getting to me when it comes to the lottery. Like I'm starting to want to play.
No, that's not the same thing. He's convincing. Okay, that's not the same.
I don't know.
He's brainwashing you.
Yes.
Both pilots on a flight from New York to Rome fell asleep in the cockpit last month. The plane was on autopilot the whole time. There wasn't any immediate danger, but
it's a long flight.
The captain is facing disciplinary action. He's denying that he fell asleep. He's also reached out to Kennyland for a job. What's it called? Kennywood?
Kennywood.
Kennywood.
Well, who tattled on him?
No. What do you mean who tattled?
Oh, yeah, both of them fell asleep.
He said he's denying that he fell asleep.
I guess the other guy can't prove.
Yeah, they were both passed out.
I didn't fall asleep. Can he, I don't know. The guy's like, why you put me into this? I fell asleep too. That stinks. I don't want to be on a plane. And I know that's fine. That's a thing where you can go to sleep up there, but I don't like it.
I don't
need to know it. Not you can where they allow it, but that happens all the time. There have been flights fly past their mark and keep flying because the pilots were asleep.
They fell asleep? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
So they took off from JFK. This is like an American-type story. Usually this is like, well, let's go to Bangladesh and check in. Dang. That's from ABC Chicago. Doctor warns against peeing in the shower too much. Conventional logic says there's nothing wrong with peeing in the shower because it all goes through the plumbing. It washes off. No big deal. But they say it's not a good idea to do it all the time because you run the risk of conditioning your subconscious to associate running water with the need to pee. So when water hits you, you pee. That's why when it rains, sometimes I'll just start peeing.
Because of that?
Yeah, I hear thunder in my bladder. Oh, I feel it in my bladder. Oh, okay. My gosh.
We all laughed. Do you feel good?
Yeah, I felt pretty good. I like that one.
All right.
Yeah, I like that one. That's from LAD Bible. All right. I don't think there's anything else for now as far as the news goes. I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow, 9 Central, we are raising money for Navy Petty Officer Second Class Anthony Thompson. And we're not just asking for your money. We are putting our patriotic pimp and joy line for sale at BobbyBones.com. So 10 Eastern, 9 Central. We have teamed up with Building Homes for Heroes again. And he's in a wheelchair. He got hit with an IED. Maybe you heard the story on yesterday's show. Brain injury, spinal cord injury. He's non-communicative. They have such a positive attitude. His wife was on with us. And we just owe it to him. And so tomorrow, 9 Central, 10 Eastern. Let's go 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 8 Mountain, 7 Pacific. BobbyBones.com. You can buy you some Pimp and Joy, red, white, and blue, and let's build them that house. All right, that's what's up. All right, thank you. That's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
In the next segment, I have a Throwback Thursday that is very, very, very personal. We're going to go back over 10 years. It's very, very, very personal. It was some trauma for some folks here on the show, and we're going to go through it again. There's going to be some tears. There's going to be some laughing, maybe laughing so hard there are tears. Just going to be quite the mixing bowl of emotions next. All right, back in a second.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, time for a Throwback Thursday. Hit me.
Bobby Bones Show.
Throwback Thursday.
Usually when we do this, it's maybe a country music song that on this day was huge, or maybe a 90s sitcom back in the day. We'd be like, oh, remember when this show came out? But today it has to do with this show. Throwback Thursday. On this day, the headline says from 14news.com, a Texas disc jockey is free on bond following an on-air prank. That's Lunchbox. By the way, we're not disc jockeys. We don't. I get offended by that, not even the real story of Lunchbox going to jail. Police say the 22-year-old, known on the air as Lunchbox, entered a convenience store wearing a ski mask and wandered around the store while talking to his radio audience. By the way, there was no ski mask. I'm not saying that wearing pantyhose was smart, but there was no ski mask. They make it sound like Jason Voorhees walked into the gas station.
By
the
way,
I'm not defending this. Yeah. It's just wrong.
The details are wrong.
Yes. Lunchbox, was there a ski mask?
No ski mask.
Okay. The clerk thought he was going to be robbed, and he tripped a silent alarm. Lunchbox was arrested and charged with making a terroristic threat. He could face up to a year in jail. The gag was to gauge the reaction of people who think they're going to be robbed. That's not exactly true. Lunchbox is no longer on the air. Again, from 14news.com.
At that moment, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we weren't on the air for 2 months almost.
Yeah.
They kicked our butts off the air immediately. Amy was not part of the show yet.
Nope.
So this is how I remember that day going. hey, can somebody go to the store and get some of those pantyhose and one of those eggs? Those eggs from that would see.
Legs.
Yeah, but they come in those eggs.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, they brought it in. Hey, man, go down to the gas station and put this on your head. Let's see what they do. And, but buy gum and don't just be the nicest customer ever. And so I had seen like an old PBS documentary of some guy, not documentary, comedy show, where some guy was going to people on the streets with that pantyhose on his head. And he was like, eh. I was like, that's funny. It's stupid. I was also 23, right? I was still I'm an idiot, but just in different ways. And I was like, do a lunchbox. And I don't even know the lunchbox. Were you full-time even then?
Yeah, I was full-time, man.
All right, man.
Man.
We send lunchbox off, and I'm like, all right, man. He gets on the phone. He's like, I'm going to buy some gum. And then he stands in line behind the guy and just pays for gum and walks out. Then I didn't hear from him for a while, and all of a sudden, I get a call on the hotline. It's a red special line. It's the call. Hey, it's police, Austin Police Department. Can you come outside, please? Yeah, yes. Walked outside. Lunchbox sitting in the back of a cop car. They got the entire parking lot blocked off with police cars.
Oh, my gosh.
Woo! Running hot. Like, lights going. And so I'm like, ah, crap. And so they're like, we want to arrest you as well. And I'm like, And I mean, I'm like, what did I do?
I didn't do
that's
anything.
That's what I said. Oh, what did I do?
No, he said, take that guy.
I didn't say, but that's what I felt like. And so they took Lunchbox to jail, and he got his one call, and he called me. I was like, hey, call my parents. Remember, we're 22 and 23 years old.
Oh, man.
We had no ratings. We were terrible. This show had nothing. It was nothing. And so he goes to jail, and all the other shows were like, ah, ha, ha. They were laughing, getting their kicks, getting their jollies off of watching us. Lunchbox on the news, all over. I remember my general manager called me in, Dusty Black, and said, hey, as long as this thing doesn't really blow up, I think you'll get through it. But by blow up, it went to the AP. So then,
the wire.
So then CNN, Fox News, it's everywhere.
Oh, no.
Late night talk shows are covering it. And they let Lunchbox out of jail, but they had to take him out through the back door because there was press out there waiting for him. It was a weird time. We were suspended for over a month. We would just go and play golf and be like, I wonder if we're ever going to work again. And then eventually we were brought back and we had to go on the air and apologize. And we did. And I'm not kidding you. Once that happened, and it, I don't know, a few weeks, we never looked back from being number one. Ever. Dumbest thing. Dumbest thing. Dumb joke. Dumb prank. I don't do that crap anymore. As Morgan walks out on the street with a sign that goes,
yeah, I don't do that.
But this is really dumb. Obviously, I was 23 years old. But that was a catalyst in the show. And then we just dominated all those people that made fun of us. And one by one, I had it written down. Beat them. Beat them. It was a weird time. It was very scary. It's been a long time. I still have a little like, oh, when I think about it. Wish we wouldn't have done it. Glad nobody got hurt. Just remember that they pulled Lunchbox over and held him at gunpoint on the side of the road. So feel bad for him. He's got a little trauma from that as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, when a cop got behind me, I was driving back to the station, and he got behind me. I was like, man, he's going to pull me over for my expired registration on my car. And we drove the mile back to the station, and he never pulled me over. And I was like, oh, cool. So then I get out of my car, and I hear, get your hands in the air where I can see him. And he's posted up behind his car door, you know, like they do in the movies. And he has his gun out, and I'm like, all this for expired registration, huh? Man, this is kind of crazy.
They're really cracking down.
Yeah,
like you thought clicking their ticket was bad.
I was like, this is serious business. And he's like, turn away from my voice and walk backwards towards me and put your hands on your head. And I'm like, wow. And he goes, do you have any weapons in the car? And that's when it hit me. That's when I thought, oh, he thought I was going to rob that place. Oh, got it. And then like eight cop cars come flying in there, and they are they were hot under the collar. Let me tell you,
were some of them listeners?
Yeah, the cop that took me to jail was a listener.
Yeah,
he was like, "Oh man, so did Bobby ever get his dog?" You know, he's talking about earlier this morning about getting
like
a dog.
He's like running bits with Lunchbox,
and I was like, "Nah, he's thinking about it. He doesn't know what kind of dog he wants to get." And he was like, "Yeah, I was just listening to you guys, and oh man, it was bad.
It was a rough one.
That was bad.
It's a rough one. And now it's so long later, and nobody got hurt. We can laugh about it, but I'm just happy nobody got hurt.
I mean, the cops even told me, they sat me down. They said, if the clerk wanted to shoot you in the chest, he was perfectly legal in his right to shoot. And I was like, that seems crazy to me still.
That is crazy.
But you can go into a store in a Halloween mask. And that was kind of what I believe got us out of trouble was you can walk in a mask. Like people come to this place all the time with masks or stuff on their face.
I've been doing it for the last 2 years.
Yeah. And so they're like, oh, yeah, you're right. They dropped everything. No, there was no charge. Nothing. Once it went through, they were like, you guys didn't do anything wrong. Just idiots. And we were like, we'll take it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was bad.
They dropped it all, dropped every single charge.
I mean, it was on the news. Let me tell you, it made the newspaper in England, just so you know. My cousin lived there, and like a few weeks later, it showed up in her local newspaper, and she cut it out and mailed it to me.
There's a picture of the queen going, oh my God.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
So that was on this day.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Yeah, 2004. I mean, crazy. Anyway,
what was the best scenario that you were hoping would happen when he?
Nothing. We just did.
We were just doing stuff. Eddie, you don't understand what we were doing. We were doing anything and everything just to get attention. So the best scenario was we try something again tomorrow, because it was just like, somebody please pay attention to our show. They said we didn't have good voices. We weren't funny. It was all the stuff that we deal with now, except now we just have like data to prove that we have success. But we were just like, all right, well, let's try something else stupid. Once he almost jumped off a bridge, he wasn't really going to do it, but he acted like it. And cops, the boat cops came under you?
They shut down. Well, that's they said. They declared, really, it was a week before that, we were going to jump off the Town Lake Bridge into the water, and like they shut down a whole lane of traffic. They had cops and boats down there. They had motorcycle cops. They had bike cops on both shores. And I was going to hand out movie tickets to, you know, like a movie premiere, and then I had floaties on, like goggles, all that. And flippers, and then I jaywalked, and so the cop gave me a jaywalking ticket.
That's how they got him. It's like when they get a mob boss for tax evasion. They got him for jaywalking.
And he's got all sorts of things on his record.
And the cop was so mad, and I was on the phone the whole time going, yeah, okay, now she says this. And she's like, this conversation is over. And I was like, according to her, this conversation is over. And she wanted me to hang up the phone. It was really bad. But yeah, jaywalking ticket.
We used to go hard. I got sued multiple times.
It was bad.
Broke into state. I mean...
This is all after the arrest.
This is just a blip of my and our career early on.
Yeah. But the jaywalking was a week before the arrest, and that's when they said, we're going to get you guys. Like, they basically said.
It's like, enough's enough.
Oh, yeah. They said that. They're like, we're going to get you somehow.
Really?
Yeah.
This is it.
And so, but anyway, nobody was hurt. All charges were dropped. We never did anything wrong, just stupid. And here we are.
And every time I'm in Austin, I still drive by that gas station.
You just think, if people had been canceling folks back then, we'd probably been canceled.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Jeez.
And what's my goal every day?
Don't get canceled.
Don't get canceled today. That's right. Okay, well, that's Throwback Thursday.
Wow. Bobby Bones Show.
Throwback Thursday.
Hey, Morgan, that's really you weren't with us, obviously. You were a fetus. What? When you hear those stories, what do you think?
I mean, I could feel it. Like, I remember when I started this show, and it was pretty wild a little bit then, too. And I kind of wish I was a part of it when that all happened.
Yeah, I used to be, I would fight with everybody. I was out of control. I was out of control for probably 10 years.
I know, but I want to see out of control Bobby.
I'm smart.
No, you don't.
I don't know.
It's bad. I mean.
You'll end up in the slammer.
Sometimes the bear gets really angry. It's like, please don't poke. I don't want people to poke the bear. Like, people try to start feuds and stuff, and I'm like, don't poke the bear, please.
And the thing was, back then, there was two very specific people that poked you often. And
yeah, there's another morning show. We killed them. They don't exist anymore.
Two
goodbye.
Pokers?
Yeah, goodbye. Goodbye. Mess with me. Goodbye. See, but that's only a little, that's a part of the bear. I don't like the bear. It's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I'm so competitive, and I would just be like, please don't poke. Oh, you're poking the bear. Okay, well, now you must suffer. So, all right, there you go. Throwback Thursday. I think we'll end it there. We'll come back in a second. Authorities in California said a mountain lion wandered into a high school Wednesday morning.
Whoa.
that's crazy, because you got to think it's wandering into the school because it's looking for probably food. Because wild animals generally don't go toward activity unless they feel like they need that activity. Food or... I mean, basically, that's it. Or shelter of some sort, if theirs is not doing the job it needs to be done. Unless it's being threatened and it's running. But I would just think this is not a good thing in general. So they said that a mountain lion was spotted inside the school. Custodian actually was smart enough to see it and trap it in a room. Uh-huh. Like, it got in a room and they shut all the doors around
smart.
It. The sheriff's office said that all students and staff were safe. No one was injured by the cougar. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife arrived on the scene, and they're working on a plan to safely return the feline to the wild. That is from UPI. We have all these foxes in our yard, like five of them. I come home at night, and I see them pop their heads up and be like, whoop, we're here.
That's cool.
You
don't like that?
No, it drives the dogs crazy. Berserk.
They're so cute, though.
An Eller is a half hound and half husky. No.
think
yeah,
so.
Husky.
Yeah,
husky.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But her, the hound part of her just goes crazy, and she's just going running around the house all night. So we were like, why do we have all these foxes in our yard? It's garbage, trash has been left in the yard. Mm. And so food. So now we have basically a small animal population out there. So we set some traps out to trap them and then put them back in this wildlife store. Reminds me of that. But now they're not showing up. Once we clean the yard up, they're not showing up in the traps anymore. So I don't know if they're not coming anymore, which would be great. We clean the food, they're not coming anymore. Or they just found new ways to come into the yard. And I feel like sometimes animals are like, aha, I see that. I ain't going over there. Mm-hmm. I know what you're trying to do to me over there.
Or they went. It was, some of them got trapped and they went back and said, we can't go there anymore.
They went and told the rest of them?
Yeah.
Like they got to the trap and they were like, oh.
They communicate.
They do, right?
Hey, yeah. Guys, there's don't come over here.
Right.
The issue we're having now with Stanley, our fat bulldog, is that he does need to actually exercise a bit because bulldogs get fat fast, but it's so hot that fat bulldogs can't take the heat. Mm. So now we're basically having to run them around the house, inside the house. He's just too fat for outside, but so fat he needs a good amount of exercise. So that's what we're dealing with now. But his book is out in 2 weeks. Stanley the Dog's First Day at School.
I love that you call it his book.
It's his book.
It is.
Hey, stardom hasn't changed him yet.
Good. He's still the old Stanley we know.
He's still the old Stanley we know. There was an article written about, not this next song specifically, but a couple of songs that have like a bad word in the title of the song. And they mentioned, and they're like, hey, is this going to affect music if Bobby Bones won't say the name of the title? And I was like, no, it's not going to affect it. Amy, this is what we do, even on the countdown. I'll say, all right, here's Scotty McCurry.
Damn straight.
And then she does the song setup, see? We're not going to say this. I don't say the D word, you know? All right, that's what's up. Unless you're saying I'm going to go swim by the dam, which is weird. I would say swim by the dam, but not that one. It's the same sound coming out of my mouth.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from the UK. A 22-year-old man was craving some tasty chili cheese fries. And so he goes to the restaurant around the corner from his house, and it's super busy. Puts in the order, and he waits 1 hour for the fries.
Wow.
He gets them. Doesn't believe there's enough fries.
Well, he did wait an hour.
Felt like he was shorted on the amount of fries on the plate.
Yeah.
So he yelled at the manager, yelled at the cook.
Yeah.
Then he called 911.
Yeah.
Gosh, he just...
Well, it was an hour. Listen. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to wait an hour for fries, but I'm also not going to yell at folks. I might call 911. No, you can't call 911 for something that's not an emergency. But isn't the bonehead part of the story the fact that he waited an hour and then just peace out on just some fries?
I mean, that's more the bonehead to me than calling 911.
Well, I would say they're different.
Yeah.
But I'm not waiting an hour for fries anywhere. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Amy's at some of these hippy-dippy doctors sometimes. What's this one?
Well, I went to see an acupuncturist. And the last time I did this was when I was trying to get pregnant. So it was years ago for fertility issues.
So they stick the needles in you?
Yes. So last time I went, mainly needles were just all in my stomach because that's the area we were focusing on. Well, I decided to give it a go again because even though that didn't work out for me, I just haven't been sleeping well. And I talked to a few friends that go see this guy in town and they say he's changed their life. So I made an appointment.
Acupuncture's weird. It's very Eastern and weird that just I don't understand it.
Yes.
Because it's supposed to do things like help you sleep. Now, I've had needles put in me for obviously doctor visits, and when I am injured, they do something called dry needling where they go into the muscle and try to release.
Oh.
But that's so physical. But this is, it's like emotional, physical. It's hippy-dippy. I don't say it's wrong. I just don't understand it.
Right. You're right. It's Eastern. A lot of times we're here in the West, so sometimes we're like, what? I don't get it. Mm-hmm. But it is something that's been around for years and years and years.
What did they tell you?
Well, I don't know. He took my pulse on each wrist and then looked at my tongue and told me I had suppressed anger.
Wait, what? What? Huh. What?
Yeah, this is before he... This
Wait,
is
so no he, needles. He just no. felt your pulse and then looked in your tongue?
That was step one. Step one was pulse and tongue to
but
decide...
what does he see...
I don't know.
Like, what's the mixture of pull? Like, does it go to a certain beat? Doom, doom, ksh. Doom, doom, ksh.
Ooh, that's angry.
Doom, doom, ksh.
I don't know, but that told him where to put the needles to, like, calm me so that I can sleep. And I said...
You have a weird tongue?
No. He looks at everybody's tongue. There's something he can tell from your tongue.
I don't know, guys.
They're like bite marks on there or something?
Yeah. I know.
Stick your tongue out.
Is that what it is? It's not even him having any sort of understanding of the tongue and how it affects the body. It's her biting holes in it. Because she's so stressed.
Looks like she's angry.
It was a bummer, though, because I had just eaten a Kind bar right before I walked in there. And I was like, I feel like I have nuts everywhere in my mouth.
He looks at your teeth to see if you're grinding them. He just says it's a tongue, but he searches your Instagram, Facebook, calls your friends.
Yeah, I don't think he knew anything about me prior to me walking through the door.
Do you believe him?
I mean, listen, I'm telling you, that is the best night's sleep I've had in forever after I left that place.
Do you think you got a good night's sleep because you think you should get a good night's sleep? Or do you think him actually caressing your tongue gently?
He didn't touch my tongue. But no, listen, all I know is when I was laying on his table, I did 30 minutes on my back, 30 minutes on my stomach. So he placed the different things. And you have to stay so still. So you can't move. And so it's just very relaxing. He puts a heat lamp on you. So you warm like you're in this little incubator.
Sounds like you're being interrogated. So do you have suppressed anger? That's the question.
I didn't think I did, because remember I had anger and rage like a year and a half ago? And remember Eddie brought his TV so I could smash it?
Oh, yeah.
But don't we all have some sort of suppressed anger?
Yes.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, 100%. That's like going, ooh, let me look inside your ear. Oh, crap, you like music. everybody likes music.
Lunchbox doesn't really.
Yeah, but he's still if it's the right music given to him, okay. He likes it. But I don't go chase it.
Yeah. True.
Well, you probably paid a little too much for this doctor, but I hope it works out for you.
Oh, I'm going back.
Tomorrow, Keith Urban's on the show. Goodbye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.